Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hey, Nick. Nice beard.
It's been a while. You can tell.
Yeah, we just had you locked in the next room and just let you out now. Is that for seasonal comfort, keep you warm?
I'm hoping for a Castaway stage adaptation,
here
so I figure I should start now.
You'd be good
Wilson.
In that. I hope people know what a good actor and director and everything else that you are, in addition to a theater commentator.
Word travels. I keep busy.
All that from a beard. So we're talking about Little Shop of Horrors.
Wop-de-wop.
From University of Pittsburgh Stages. Of course, many may be familiar with this. This is with the giant man-eating plant.
Harvey Korman's idea that just blossomed.
Is that really what it was?
I'm pretty sure it was a Harvey Korman movie.
Because it was there was a movie of it, right, that was not a musical.
Right.
First.
And Jack Nicholson was in it.
Are you thinking maybe Roger Corman?
I'm probably thinking
because isn't Harvey Corman the guy from the Carol Burnett show?
Yeah, no, I mean that was a swing and a miss on my part. Mr. Corman, I should have said.
There, when in doubt, just shorten it.
Mr. Corman.
When in doubt, throw it out.
Excellent.
Yeah. But no, I've never seen the order would have been the Corman movie, the musical movie, and then the stage musical. Is that right?
I'm not sure. I think the stage musical was before the movie. There are director's notes in there that I read once.
Okay, well, let's talk about this production of it over at the university.
Production was enjoyable. The show's fun.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you think that there's a possibility of a happier ending. There are obstacles, some of which are overcome, and it depends on who you're rooting for.
Oh, yeah.
Are you rooting for the plant or are you rooting for the humans?
Yeah, it's hard not to, you know, root for the really cool puppet.
They had really cool puppets.
Yeah.
That was one of the strengths of the show, actually, was a lot of their accessory scenery. Mm. The dentist chair, the dentist gas mask, the plant itself was all really top-notch.
Oh, cool. Good.
Yeah, the puppetry, the little pirouettes as it came to life. I mean, it was very enjoyable to watch that, as well as the effects used when sometimes the plant has to eat things.
Yeah.
Sometimes large things.
You know,
people-sized things.
One of my dreams was always to, at some point, do the voice of the plant in this show. Because it's a real easy track. I imagine you just do it from backstage on a microphone, right?
I would imagine.
I mean, could you imagine all the different possibilities I could bring to the plant? Like, we could do, like, the Paul Lynde version. Feed me, Seymour, you know? I mean, or, you know.
What's your schedule like?
Right. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You know, we got to wait a little while because they've just done it here.
Exactly.
But yeah, a Brian Edward Audrey 2, I think, would be really something unique.
I could market that.
Very blasé about some things, you know.
If only there was a theater in town that did after-hour performances.
You know,
like a whole after-hour series.
Yeah, we'll think about that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Indeed. So, more on this.
A couple standouts.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
A couple standouts in the cast. The role of the dentist, Davis Weaver, he just had the most fun. He had fun from the moment he got on stage. They set it up. I haven't seen this since a high school production in Grapevine, Texas in the 90s.
Well,
so I don't know if they always...
They had an easy job impressing you then.
There was a bar that they were able to get over.
Good,
they were able.
Well, it was better than Grapevine, Texas.
Better than Grapevine in the 90s.
Wow, okay, yeah.
They track him so that he has a whole scene where he plays five different roles in a row.
Wow. Now, you only give that to a good actor, right?
Yes. So. And he was the strongest character actor on stage.
Yeah,
at times, maybe was he having a little too much fun? Who can tell? Is there such a thing? Is there such a thing?
Yeah, there is.
Was it self-indulgent? It towed the line. I don't think it crossed it, though.
All right. Good to know. All right.
Design-wise, there were a couple. There was one funky thing. Reg Douglas directed this.
That's right.
Over at City. And he did some fantastic work getting the college students to elevate their game to a near professional level. The design did have an open pit, But the opening for the pit in the center of the stage, it was half passerelle, half just a square in the middle of the stage where the orchestra was. And I'm a savvy theater goer, and I kept thinking that something was going to come out of the hole, and it took me until after intermission to realize that was just the orchestra pit. So I felt stupid at that point. But I'm not sure who I can blame that on other than myself.
I'm sorry that you were disappointed.
But don't let anyone be distracted. That's just the pit.
Don't pay attention
to the hole. Nothing's coming out of the hole. Nothing's coming out of the hole.
Right. Well, that may be a relief to some.
Yes.
All right, so aside from vortexes and nothing emerging from them, standout numbers?
I'm always going to be a sucker for Suddenly Seymour.
Oh, yeah.
This is, I think, another one of those shows where you remember all of the music you like from it, someplace that's green, Skid Row. And then there's also other songs in there, and you're like, oh, I'd forgotten about this. And so they pass by, and you get back to those ones you know and like again.
So if you have seen it, it's kind of like revisiting an old friend.
For me, a very old Texan friend.
That's right, Grapevine. It happened in Grapevine. Never forget. And I see just because of the page you have open that you can buy a University of Pittsburgh Stages pillow.
You can buy a...
For a fundraiser.
You can buy a ticket to win a pillow.
Oh.
You can't buy a pillow? No. These things...
You're kidding.
It's a commodity. Oh. Sunday, April 15th. They'll have that drawing for that
drawing.
Pillow with
wow.
With matching blanket.
All right. Well, I just want to buy a pillow. I mean, can't I just...
We can talk.
We can talk.
Pitt, can we make that happen? Is there a way?
Where
am I looking?
If I may, Little Shop of Horrors, again directed by Reginald L. Douglas, will run through February 18th over the Charity Randall Theater in Oakland, presented by University of Pittsburgh Stages with a very large green plant.
Very large green. Audrey, too.
How are you at gardening?
I have black thumbs.
You know, I do too, with very few exception, which would be good, I think, if we ever encountered a man-eating plant then.
It would. I've tried several times to buy the herb plants and then keep them on the windowsill, so I always have fresh herbs.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just end up with dead plants and then buy more herbs.
I'm so sorry.
Herbs.
I wish you the
herbs.
Best of luck with that. Herbs? Herbs.
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 All right.
Is that if you say herbs, are you an idiot? Like, I don't know. Is that not socially acceptable?
And those two are not necessarily equal.
British say herbs, not herbs?
Yeah, from what I understand.
Herbs.
Herbs.
I'm trying to hear it. You know
what
I mean?
And aluminium.
I don't like that.
We've gotten off track.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I don't like that. Like, I think you're going out of your way to say that rather than aluminum. You know?
There's a certain air to it, a certain class.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we're done.
All right. This has been fantastic.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.